Human Rights Watch says politically motivated abuses in Zimbabwe and the lack of accountability for them are a serious problem 2 years after the formation of a power-sharing government that was meant to end such abuses and restore the rule of law. Author Tiseko Kasambala said the report was a follow-up to the violence that occurred during elections 3 years ago, in which some 100 opposition activists were killed and thousands were wounded.
There have been no human rights reforms on the ground in Zimbabwe. In fact, there has been no accountability for the killings and torture and other acts of violence that took place in 2008. And without that kind of accountability, we are likely to see a repeat of the chaos and the violence that we saw in 2008.
The violence began after then-opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai won the first round of the presidential elections. But longtime President Robert Mugabe won the runoff vote after Mr. Tsvangirai withdrew because of the violence. Months of negotiations, brokered by the Southern African Development Community, led to a power-sharing agreement between Mr. Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change and Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. The accord brought the MDC and Mr. Tsvangirai as prime minister into a unity government with Mr. Mugabe. Under the accord, the parties are to draft a new constitution and organize elections that many believe could be held next year. The Human Rights Watch report says the agreement also calls for national reconciliation, but notes that this has not occurred. It says some individuals whose family members were killed in the violence identified certain neighbors as perpetrators and filed police reports. Yet, it says, the perpetrators are still at large and have even threatened the victims again. Kasambala says there can be no healing unless justice is addressed.
We are pushing for the power-sharing government to immediately start investigations into the human rights violations as a sign that it is actually committed to ensuring justice for human rights abuses in the country. We believe this needs to be done before they can take any steps towards elections.
She calls on SADC to be more forceful in pressing for justice and seeking to prevent more violence. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.